Hey everyone, welcome to a little bit of woo-woo. I'm your host, Jill Thomas. I'm so excited because I've got a guest on who's going to talk about something I've always been interested in and don't know that much about. And I thought you guys might be interested in knowing about feng shui. So Megan Montoro, whose name I hope I'm saying right. Am I saying that right?
Montero.
There you go. Okay, Megan Montoro, much better the way she said it, is a feng shui coach who helps people create a home that helps them heal. And I love that. Because I never would have thought of feng shui as something that's about health and wellness. And so, because I have it wrong, I'm sure that most people do too. Tell us actually what feng shui is, because I feel like I think I know, but it sounds like I don't. So, tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jill. I'm happy to be here to chat with you about feng shui. Yeah, so feng shui, it's an ancient Chinese practice that's all about creating a space, our living environment, that creating a space that produces good health and prosperity. So it's, even though it's an ancient practice, it's been adapted to support our modern way of being and living because obviously our modern homes are very different than they used to be. It's very much about it sees, it recognizes that we as humans, we adapt to the spaces where we live, our body, our mind, our spirit. And the longer we live in this space, the more time we're in the space, the more that has a time to have an effect on us. So feng shui is all about reading the energy of the space and understanding the person and their life and creating this balance between the two so that the space will be healthy for them. So it's founded on this Chinese concept of qi. And qi is the life force energy that's inside of us and all around us in nature. And feng shui is all about creating a healthy flow of qi and energy in the space to produce a healthy flow of qi and life force energy in the lives of the people who live there.
So as I was preparing for the show, because I honestly I'm like, I think I know about this stuff, but I realized I really didn't. And so I'm glad you explained it to us. I was seeing, as I Googled feng shui, I was seeing a lot of stuff about clutter and how it affects your health. In fact, there was a book I even ran across. It was like, does this clutter make my butt look big or something? It was kind of a humorous title. But tell us about how having, is this about clearing up clutter? It sounds like it's more than that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, feng shui is definitely more than clearing clutter. But decluttering is like a good first step to good feng shui. So in feng shui, we're looking at a few different levels. One, the stuff that we put into the space, like what we bring in and then how we place it. Feng shui is also known as the art of placement. We're concerned about the placement of everything, and that includes our things. But then there's a whole other level. Before you've even moved into the house and brought your stuff in there, the design of the home, the walls, the relationship between the walls, the windows, the doors, where the fireplace is, where the bathroom is, they all have a great significance. And like there's these patterns. And so we're looking for drains to the qi flow and health and prosperity, places where the qi can be leaking. And then we do things to enhance the qi and correct those. But then there's our stuff. So we put our stuff in there. I spoke about qi, and we want that movement and flow is essential. So if you have clutter, if you have too many things in the space can only hold so many things before the energy gets blocked and stagnant. And so that can definitely influence not only our health, but pretty much any aspect of our life because it's creating this stuck energy. And we our home is a mirror, and it's one aspect of clutter is it's the visual effect of it can affect our brain and our emotions and trigger that overwhelm. So it's like the more cluttered in the space or the longer it's there, the more it starts to drag the energy down, but then sort of drag us down with it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned drains. Now, I assume that you don't mean literal drains. Like when you're talking about draining of energy, we go to the bathroom. Obviously, there's a drain there. We're in the kitchens. And how does literal drains affect this flow of chi?
Well, drains, like if you're talking about the
The sink,
bathroom,
the kitchens,
the
the, you know.
sink, yeah. Those drains, because it's a drain, a literal drain, it encourages the chi to go down the drain. So we are very interested in, okay, where are those drains? where is the bathroom? Because it's so draining to health and prosperity. Things like simple things like keeping the bathroom door closed can be helpful from
Interesting.
keeping the chi in the house from being encouraged to go in there, keeping the toilet lid down, even plugging up your other drains. I don't worry about that so much, but definitely closing the bathroom door and keeping the lid down, and then being paying attention to where is the bathroom? Is the bathroom in the health area? Is it in the wealth and prosperity area, or is it in the fame and reputation areas related to the fire element? So the water element of the bathroom can have an effect on the fire chi of the fame and reputation area of the house. So it's like putting out the fire.
So, do you have a copy of this chart? Because you're mentioning a chart, you know, like where things are in the house. Like, do you have that on your website or anything? Is there a place where people could see this?
Yes, I have a blog, What is the Feng Shui Bagua? And there's a map that shows the visual of that map. So yeah, the Feng Shui Bagua map is this grid of nine sectors that we place on the house based on the location of the front door. The front door is considered very important in Feng Shui. And so that's going to tell us where the wealth and prosperity area is, where the relationship area is, where the area of the house that is connected to our career or our family.
We'll put a link to that in the description. But interesting, you're talking about these different areas. So let's say I'm just thinking of an apartment that I had for a million years, and like I couldn't, I didn't really get to choose the apartment. It was a brand new building, so and it was the one with the best view. So I really wasn't looking at, oh, where's the prosperity section? Turned out the prosperity section was where the bathroom was. But how can somebody take that sort of problem, layout, or is it, let me rephrase this question. Would it be better to pay a lot of attention to where the house is, or and get a house that has good feng shui, the good placement of the brooms, or is it better to try and mitigate that, get the one you really like and then try to mitigate that with the things that you would do? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a balance. If you're looking for a place to buy or rent, oftentimes the options are limited. It's like if you're buying something, sometimes you have to make the decision quickly. I do sometimes work with people who are buying, and I like look at their listing and I give them an idea of like which one has better feng shui. But because that is, you can steer yourself away to things from not so good things to better things. But the beauty of feng shui is it provides remedies to, like you said, mitigate. So we can adjust the chi flow and correct things. Some things, if you have an option, you kind of want to steer away from, because if you have some feng shui drains, it's sort of like having a something that you have to tend to, you have to take care of. But I see feng shui as like, it's very much like acupuncture, if you're familiar with
I do. I
acupuncture.
get it all the time. I love acupuncture.
Great. So yeah, it's like acupuncture for your home, with the understanding that your home has an influence on all aspects of your life. But instead of taking out the needles at the end of the acupuncture session, we make these subtle changes. We do these remedies that stay in place, in the house to, keep the chi flowing in a good way. So what I like about feng shui is it emphasizes like working with what you have. So, sometimes there's one option for a rental, or so you just work with what you have.
I love that. And I love in your description of what you do, you help people with healing. Tell me about how bad feng shui affects your health. Now, obviously, neither of us are doctors, so don't take this as medical advice, guys. But how can it affect your physical or emotional health?
As I was saying earlier, we adapt to the space, and there's so many things about and so the places where we spend the most time affect us the most. So in particular, the bedroom, right? We sleep in our bed. We probably spend a third of our life sleeping, and sleep is absolutely crucial to our health and our well-being. And so while we're in our bed sleeping, while we're in our house, everything about the house is influencing our health and well-being. And so, if you are more sensitive, or have lived in the house a long time, then things about the space that are those drains that I talked about, there's can be ways that the space is designed that can. It's all about how it impacts our chi, our life force energy, the space. So that can impact our health. So then there's also so there's the feng shui, the bones of the house, the design. Then there's the clutter. Clutter has a huge impact on our emotional well-being and our health. It cr triggers stress, and stress is hands down affects our health and can exacerbate physical health symptoms, but also create chronic health issues. So that decluttering is one layer. Then there's the feng shui of the space, and then there's also doing space clearing because there's this unseen energy in the space, like a spiritual chemistry that also affects us. So ancient traditions all over the world, they had all these, ways and methods of clearing the energy to keep it fresh, to keep it balanced, because it would, that stagnation just, it brings us down. So because we live in our home and because we spend so much time there, of course, then that, has a great impact on our health.
You bring up a really interesting point because I had a grandfather who was a hoarder before we knew what that was. We just thought it was weird that he kept all his stuff. He had piles and piles of magazines and just stuff that nobody else would keep. And I always felt like, even though he had a brand new home, I always felt like his house was haunted. And it was this weird, like, feel like there's ghosts in there, but it was, whatever was attached to this stuff that he would just hold on to. So it's interesting that you mentioned that the space clearing, the energy attached to the stuff can cause this heaviness in the home. Would you say that that would be a contributing factor, not just to mental health, but to physical health? And if somebody's got these mysterious illnesses, could it have something to do with that?
I mean, I'm never going to, say that's the root, for sure, but it's, our home is a mirror, and it's this reflection. And there's a saying, a Chinese folk saying, that there are, five different influences, that five different things that influence our success in life. And it's karma, education, feng shui, fate, and luck. And what I love about that saying is it's pointing to the fact that feng shui is there on the list. We'd be wise to pay attention to it, but it's not the only influence. So it might not be, the root. But certainly, my view is that if, someone has a chronic illness or any kind of illness, or wants to improve their health, or that maybe they've recovered and now they're wanting to do everything they can to look to the house too, because that can often be sort of a missing piece, because it's like the space holds this pattern, and we might be doing all these things to improve our life, all this healthcare or emotional and mental, spiritual healthcare, which is all great, but if the space holds this pattern, it can drag us down and kind of make that not work so well. It's like the home is that has that potential to be the sanctuary that supports us and helps us relax, right? And when we can really relax and feel safe and comforted at home, then that's gonna, encourage that good health.
That does make sense. I mean, like, you're just imagining, I'm just picturing like walk, I don't feel good. So I'm gonna walk in nature and I feel so much better, even if I'm, physically ill. But as I can see what you're saying is if you fix this the space energy, the whole environment will help you and as a whole feel better. So this is really great information, Megan. And we are those of you listening, we're going to do another show and we're actually going to do feng shui of money. She's going to be on again doing that. But for now, Megan, how can people get a hold of you? How can people, I assume that you can do this via Zoom.
Yes, I do work with people on Zoom online when I, look at the photos and floor plans and videos of someone's space. So my website is monterohealingarts.com.
It will be in the description, guys, in case you didn't write that down or you don't know how to spell Montero. Which I can't spell anything personally. So great to see you, Megan. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful information. And link in the description if you want to get a hold of Megan and get information on your house and you have a personal session with her. And we'll see you guys again next time. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Jill.